Blessed Jane of Cynia, November 16th, Virgin, Third Order. Jane was born in 1244 near Cynia, not far from Florence. Her parents were poor and devout peasants, and from her earliest years, Jane tended her father's sheep. Prayer and meditation were her favorite pastime during the long solitary hours in meadow and wood. If she sought the company of other shepherds, it was not from boredom, but rather to pray with her associates, or to show them how to serve God, avoid sin, and practice virtue. How pleasing this conduct was in the eye of God was shown in the following incident. A terrible storm broke out. Jane fled with her flock to the tree where she was accustomed to hold her pious gatherings. And lo, while a hailstorm and cloudburst raged all about, not a drop of water fell on Jane and her flock. Noticing this, the other shepherds sought out Jane with their flocks when a storm arose, and always they experienced the same wonderful protection. Jane's tree, a giant oak measuring over 14 feet in circumference, is alive to this day, and is religiously preserved by the people of the country in memory of the miracle. At other times, the waters of the Arno were swollen by rain or melting snow and made an impassable barrier between Jane and her home. Full of confidence in God, Jane would then spread her cloak on the waters, and kneeling on it, she would reach the opposite shore in safety. Led by curiosity and devotion, the people began to seek out the Virgin and her flock. This wounded her humility as well as her love of recollection. So she laid aside her shepherd's staff and sought her dearly loved solitude in another state of life. About an hour's distance from her native town was the Franciscan convent of Carmignano. There Jane received the habit of the Third Order at the age of 23, and then had herself shut up in a cell which she had constructed on the bank of the Arno. There she lived in great austerity and intimate union with God for 40 years. At the same time, she never wearied of comforting and assisting the poor, the sick, and the sorrowful who came to her. God bestowed on her extraordinary graces, and at her intercession granted miraculous assistance to many. A blind man received his sight again. A dear child was restored to life. Her earthly sojourn ended on November 9th, 1307, when she was 63 years old. A miraculous ringing of bells at the time attracted the townsfolk to her hermitage. As there was no door to the cell, the wall was broken down, and Jane was found lying dead on the floor, with a bundle of wood under her head as a pillow, like a person asleep. Her virginal remains repose in the parish church of St. John the Baptist, in a side chapel built for the purpose. And to this day, her body is incorrupt. Her cell, too, has been preserved, although it has since been converted into a chapel. Because of the many miracles wrought at her tomb, especially during epidemics and floods, Pope Pius VI, on September 7, 1798, approved the continued veneration given to Blessed Jane and permitted the celebration of her feast. On Childlike Confidence in God. The childlike confidence by which Blessed Jane obtained miraculous help for herself and others is a gift which God usually gives to simple and devout souls. They are conscious of their own helplessness, but they see in God a powerful and loving Father, to whom they hasten to make their needs known, just as a child hastens to its mother. Other people think first of themselves and count on their own wisdom and resources. When these means are exhausted, they next appeal to other people. And only when all means have failed and they begin to lose heart do they turn to God. Is it surprising that little help is forthcoming? Consider the basis on which we should build up simple and childlike trust in God. This confidence must rest on our relations with God. We are His children. By creation, we became God's children. He gave us breath and life. 2 Maccabees 7:32. By redemption and baptism, we are His children in a higher, supernatural way, so that by the love of our Heavenly Father, we are called and should be the sons of God. 1 John 3:1. No one in the world is so close to us as is God, our Heavenly Father. Then why not at all times have recourse to Him first of all? And He is a Father full of love. He has even assured us that if a mother should forget her children, He will not forget us. Isaiah 49:15. Moreover, His power is unlimited, so that He can help us in all our needs and put to flight all our foes. Then why not approach Him with unlimited confidence? Consider that the man who persists in living in sins has no right to expect help from God, nor he who expects help in sinful or vain and worldly designs. That would be presumption and blasphemy. But the penitent sinner may return to God with childlike confidence. That is why the Son of God related the parable of the prodigal son. Even in material things, he may confidently hope that God will give him whatever promotes his temporal and eternal well-being. How contented and how fortunate we shall be if in childlike simplicity we confidently leave ourselves and our affairs in God's fatherly hands. Prayer of the Church. O God, the friend of simple souls, who didst first of all reveal to shepherds the birth of thy divine Son, and who hast given us in Blessed Jane fresh examples of simplicity and innocence, grant that through her intercession, thy servants may follow her steps in the ways of simplicity of heart and innocence. Through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. Blessed Jane of Signia,
pray for us.